Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on Iran Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Well, we have discussed some of the jurisprudential laws related to will, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei previously, and we'd like to continue along the same line, Sheikh Javid, if you don't mind. And let me ask this question at the beginning of this episode. Someone asked us prior to her death, my mother or his mother instructed me to spend the proceeds from the sale of her jewelry in charitable avenues on Thursday nights. I have done so ever since her death. What should I do in the event of traveling to a non-Muslim country?
Well, unless it is known that her intention was to spend the money on Muslims and non-Muslims alike, the spending should be confined to the Muslims only. Of course, by depositing the money with a trusted person in a Muslim country to spend it for Muslims. And that is the answer to your question.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, in his will, a person has instructed that parts of his land should be sold and the proceeds spent in holding memorial services and other charitable causes. The sale of the land to a third party would put the inheritors in an unbearable situation. Thus, is it permissible for them to buy the land for themselves and pay for it by installments, whereby they can spend money in the avenues the testator has named with the knowledge of both the executor and the supervisor?
Well, in itself, there is no objection to the buying of the land by the inheritors themselves.
Mm.
It is quite okay. Because the purpose of the testator was to sell a piece of land and then the proceeds be used for charitable causes. You know, as for paying for it by installments, there's no harm in that, provided that an equitable price is paid for the land, that both the executor and the trustee see that an interest is served in this way, and that the installments are not going to be a hindrance to the smooth and timely execution of the will. All of this, of course, though, is dependent on the knowledge that the intention of the testator was not the selling of the land for cash and spending the proceeds in the first year. So if it is clear, and if it was made clear that the land be used and sold in the first year, and then the proceeds must be used in the very year, then the arrangement that I talked about is not in order, because paying the money in installments, probably it will take more than 1 year.
Mm.
And then the intention of the testator is not fulfilled in this case.
I see. Okay, thank you very much, Shaitawid. Let's take a break and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws, on Iran Radio. Don't go away.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah. Let me go astray, cause I need you.
Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on Iran Radio. With me, Mohammad Javad, hosting this program, Anshar Javid, our guest speaker. The topic we are still talking about is the will or writing will or some of the jurisprudential laws related to that, according to fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, on his deathbed, a person appointed two people, one as the executor and the other as the deputy. However, later on, he changed his mind and informed both the appointees of his own or new decision. He wrote another will, whereby he appointed one of his relatives in his absence as the executor. With the existence of the second will, would the first one still be valid? Suppose that the first two people who were appointed by the deceased as his executors in the first will acted according to the now revoked will. Would their action be unlawful, so much so that they must repay the second executor what they had already spent from the deceased property?
Indeed, after the deceased, a person had changed his mind during his lifetime and dismissed the first executor, then the executor should have the person who was dismissed should not have acted upon the will, because he was dismissed after he had been told that, okay, you have been dismissed. It's not permissible for him to go ahead executing the will, because his discretion is of no use. Any disposal of property by the dismissed executor should be, of course, dependent on the agreement of the second executor. If there is any second executor, he should consent to it. And the event that he does not consent to that act, then he is liable. And if he does not, if the second executor does not approve of the action of the first executor who was dismissed, of course, then the dismissed executor must be made to pay compensation for it.
I see. Sheikh Javid, normally, or logically speaking, the updated will should have the priority, right?
Yes.
Okay, because it's an updated will, or the second will written by the testator.
Yeah.
But what if, because of any reasons, the previous executors were not or have not been wise of the situation?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
aware.
Aware. Actually, the testator did not inform the first will's executors. So if they spend anything, all right, or any of his property, for example, sold any of the deceased property, then would the first will's, let's say, executors pay the second executor or the second will's executor?
Well, they are in no way to blame, because they did not know that they have been dismissed. So it's not necessary for them to actually make any compensation.
I see.
Because they are not guilty.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws on Iran Radio. Stay with us. Welcome back to the program, Islamic Laws on Iran Radio, with me, Mohammad Javad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are still talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to will, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, in his will, a person directed that certain property should be given to one of his sons. 2 years later, this person changed his will. Would this change of heart be shari or legal? And suppose that the person is ill to such an extent that he needs care. Would the responsibility of the providing such care fall on the shoulders of his eldest son, who is the executor of his will, or should it be shared among all his inheritors?
Well, first of all, I would like to say that there's no legal impediment whatsoever about someone changing his mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as you're healthy and you are in a position to change your mind, you can do so. Even if you are suffering from an illness, but it's not, you know, for example, you might live for many years later. So according to Islamic Sharia, there's no problem in changing one's mind regarding the will. For example, one wrote, of course, provided that one does it while still enjoying a healthy mental condition. That's the point.
Mm-hmm. You know?
And our audience knows very well that, of course, when someone is suffering from a fatal disease,
mm-hmm.
and he is on deathbed, then his will, his testament is of no use, and whatever he states or whatever he instructs, the instruction will not work. It will not be binding.
I see.
Of course, for example, if he gifts something to someone, his act of gifting something is of no use, and the inheritors are not required to comply with the instruction. So, as for the provision of care, as you mentioned in your question, it has to be catered for by employing a nurse with money paid by him, maybe the father himself. If he cannot afford it, then the responsibility should rest equally with those among his children who can afford it. And of course, it should not fall solely on the shoulders of the executor. And indeed, of course, in such cases, if the eldest child can take care of this and he does it of his own consent, it will be okay, and he can go ahead, you know, doing what he's required to do by the deceased person.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, of course, as mentioned, it will be solely on the shoulder of the executor who accepted in the first place to act as an executor, because the executor needs to accept. And it's not something that, for example, the testator says something and then the executor should implement it.
I see.
He should say, okay, I'll do it. And if he says, okay, I will do it, then it will become a responsibility on him to do so.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javed. I really appreciate it. And thank you, my dear audience, for joining your own program, Islamic Laws, on Iran Radio. And with me, Muhammad Javad and Sheikh Javed, our guest speaker, and the rest of the crew, we bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الظاهر والباطن لا إله إلا